Blog Talk Radio.
Isn't it rich? Are we a pair? Here at last on the ground, you win it. Send in the clouds. Isn't it bliss? Don't you approve? One who keeps tearing around, one who can't move. Where are the clouds? Send in the clouds. Just when I stop opening doors, finally knowing the one that I wanted was yours. Making my entrance again with my usual flair, sure of my lines, no one is dead. Don't you love a farce? My fault, I fear. I thought that you'd want what I want. Sorry, my dear. But where are the clouds? Send in the clouds. Don't bother, they're here. Isn't it queer? Losing my timing this late in my career. Where are the clouds? There ought to be clouds. Well, maybe next year. Unmuted.
Hi, Hatter. That is Send in the Clowns, a song written by Stephen Sondheim in 1973 for the musical Little Night Music. An adaptation of Ingmar Bergman's 1955 film Smiles of a Summer Night. The meaning of the title, The Clowns, in the lyrics does not specifically refer to circus clowns. The sense is rather of jesters or fools, he explained in an interview. I get a lot of letters over the years asking what the title means and what the song's about. I never thought it would be in any way esoteric. I wanted to use the theatrical imagery in the song because she's an actress, but it's not supposed to be a circus. It's a theater reference, meaning if the show isn't going well, let's send in the clowns. In other words, let's do jokes. I always want you to know when I'm writing a song, what's in the end is going to be. Send in the clouds didn't settle until I got the notion, don't bother, they're here, which means we are the fools. And in 2008 interview, he said, as I think of it now, the song could have been called Send in the Fools. I knew I was writing a song in which Desiree is singing. Aren't we foolish or aren't we fools? Well, a synonym for fools is clowns, but Send in the Fools doesn't have the same ring to it. And the version that we got to listen to tonight was sung by none other than A.P. Taylor. And I welcome you all to the show. This is Deborah Lee. You're listening to A Team of Voices Radio. If you are a member of allpoetry.com, look us up under groups. And if you're not, you can join for free and knock on the door at all. A Team of Voices, and I will meet you there, and you can hang out with us. If you're in earshot, you can dial in to participate at 1-646-668-2837. Again, that's 1-646-668-2837. And I am here with my co-host, my big brother, Hatter. Hey, Hatter.
Hey, Deborah. I often feel like clowns to the left of me, jokers to the right. I'm stuck in the middle.
Here I am, stuck in the middle. Yeah, different vibe.
Didn't mean somebody with us. You still there, Deb?
And yes, I'm sorry, I was talking to the mute button because the dumpster guy is getting on my nerves, but Andy Singer, the cover singer of the song Send in the Clouds, is with us also. Hello, AP, welcome.
Hi, Deb, how are you?
I'm doing well, and I thank you for the beautiful rendition of the song. And
yeah.
I got a line going, so let's let some people up in here, like Stephen and Kay, who just finished their show. Welcome to the show, you guys.
Hello.
And right behind them looks like Miss Allie Sunshine. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Dad.
And right behind Allie is Liquid Damage, a.k.a. Linda. Hello, Linda. Welcome
to
the show.
Hi, everybody.
Glad you're here.
Oh,
and one more line right behind Linda, we have Mr. Wayne Gent. Welcome to the show.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen.
Hey, Wayne.
How y'all doing?
So glad everyone's here. Mm-hmm. Now, AP, are you on a lunch break?
I've got an hour today, Deb, if that's okay.
Okay. Cool. Allie, are you getting ready for bed?
Yeah.
Okay. And anyone else have a time crunch besides my dynamic duo? Okay. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to grab my duo's poetry like I always do, and then Allie will put you up third so that you can get yourself to bed. And I'm running over there to do that right now. And Linda, in case you haven't seen it, hon, can you check your inbox for me?
Yes, I did. Thank you for the message.
Awesome.
I gotcha.
Okay. Cool. Thank you. And I'm grabbing Kay's right now so she can kick us off with her brilliance. So where's the board? I see Pennywise is hanging out on the board. Or is it the Dark Man? Or is it he who walks behind the rose? My, oh my, what a quagmire. Okay, now, why isn't that loading? Okay, it says K. There it is. Come on. Okay. Let me try that again.
Did they redo it?
Click on K. There's her lovely face. That's her lovely link. Let me run over here again and push send. And it says K. All right. Kay, can you take us away, please?
Yeah. Hey, opulent waves paint makeup. Egan's commands, dewdrop, riparian tallows to gleam. A silenced tallow one night, freesia, sentient seedlings. Undergrowth clippings of amaryllis, cheery smiles. Honeysuckle, spices of cinnabar of halcyon diamonds. Lamp shading crimson euros, sparrows of disparage. Through the fields of honey gold, her throat line and hibiscus mint lemonade. The cardinal flower, a swaddling azaleas, a mithrin. And corridors of plaudits and poem.
Wow. Opulent waves paint the makeup. I love that. The waves paint the makeup. Let me see here. Freesia, sentient seedlings, undergrowth, clippings of amaryllis, cherry smiles. Honeysuckle spices, the cinnabar of halcyon diamonds. Just that little piece right there is filled with gorgeous color and the scent. I'm wanting to pluck a honeysuckle and sip some of the nectar out. I used to love to do that. And I could get a sense of the sights and the smells. And there's something towards the end, the cardinal flower is swaddling azaleas. Swaddling azaleas, I really liked the image of that. And when you look back to the photo that you wrote to the art, you look at her, and she's not quite smiling, but she's not sad either, so there's like this in-between. And I think that silenced, hollowing night fits her face for some reason. So I think that you have some really clever metaphors in here, and the colors you chose and the scents paint her really vivid picture, and I really like the picture that you chose. I couldn't wait to see what you did with it. So awesome brevity. Let me get you some comments. Let me go right to Wayne.
Well, I said there's a lot of amazing. This is amazing. Lots of color, lovely plants. The colors mentioned. It's a little bit over my head as far as the abstract goes, but it's a beautiful poem and lots of good words used in it. I enjoyed it a whole lot. Thank you, Kay.
Thank you, Wayne.
Awesome comment. And Linda, what did you think?
Well, I too enjoyed the colorfulness of it, but I think there's a nice balance here between abstract and concrete thinking. The piece has a wonderful depth to it. You have a way of writing which goes widely beyond the general meaning of a situation. This piece is authentic and totally UK. Thank you for sharing.
Thank you.
Awesome comment. And Allie, what did you think?
I loved this piece, Kay. The imagery, especially in the line, undergirds clippings of amorous cherry smiles, is stunning. You truly have a true talent for imagery, and please keep writing, Kay.
Thank you.
Great comment. And AP?
Yeah, it's an interesting picture, isn't it? Because it's not a classic image of a clown. It's not a white-faced clown. It's not a, you know, a cheery sort of forced smile on a face. It's something a little bit sadder and a little bit deeper than that. And that's why the words that you've chosen are really important here, because they give you that image of, for me anyway, of a sort of longing and a sadness. You know, upon a silenced, hollowing night is a set of words that you see in a clown poem, but it fits the image perfectly. And for me, that's what you've done really well in this piece, is pick up the quite individual, the picture and the image.
Thanks.
Awesome comment. And Stephen, will you comment for Kay?
Yeah, I like this one a lot. I thought that this was a beautiful piece, mixing furniture in with emotion. I need to put up the message from you. What do you think? This is very, very well written.
Yeah, I just want to say that was a picture that spoke to me the most. Because at home I'm smiling and laughing, while at times having to shovel back tears or hurt. Because I know how people feel about me in family and in my circle. And I at times know that people think badly of me and talk about me, but what you'll see from me is smiles while hiding it all.
I think that there are certain people that talk about us all. It's just you can't make everybody happy, so just worry about you and your hubby, and the rest can scratch it, you know. Anyhow, great share. And Stephen, before you read yours, after teasing me about it on your show, do you want to tell me what's happening over at Poetic Slice?
Listen, this one really looked okay.
Well, for Tuesday and Wednesday, if you want, and then I will.
Okay.
Okay, yeah. Tomorrow, Tuesday night, I'm doing something different. This was something that I had been discussing with Tila since March, and we're finally pulling the trigger on it. A rare Tuesday show in our room, 7 p.m. Eastern. Poetic Slice Life is hosting with Tila from International Cafe to give open poetry. We have like 13 people that have dropped already, so we'll see what tomorrow brings, 7 p.m. Eastern. And then I'll say real quick, Wednesday, 10 p.m. Eastern for the Inklings is basically just reading the poems from the Write-In Challenge back in March from World Poetry Day. So the people who gave permission will be getting them read.
There you go.
Cool.
All right, and then Thursday is the Movement of Sound, and we're going to celebrate Billy Joel's birth month with our annual Billy Joel show. And I decided we're going to start taking his albums in order. So this being the first one, we're going to bring the album Cold Spring Harbor. So all the songs on that album are the prompts. We're going to listen to those songs, learn about those songs, and read some poems inspired by those songs, 9 p.m. Thursday evening.
It's really a shame how much you dislike Billy Joel. Just saying.
Give him a chance.
Sounds awesome.
All right. And I see I'm on the board. And, Deb, you throw a clown at me, and, of course, I'm going to go this route. So I call this Red Balloons and Sharp Tooth Jaw Pulls You into Pennywise Maw. It goes like this. Upon crossed wires of foundation dilapidation, as paper sailboats fall through storm sewer plate, floating crimson balloon flits to the clouds. No reason to fear the crow-toothed clown of hate. The motley grinning with yellow teeth, thick face paint of circus fun, brushed over the venomous spider fangs, whose home lies hidden from the sun. A facade of the pantaloon smile hides the crow, veiled behind rows of corn, covered in the salted red blood of the unsuspecting and those above board. Birds from the dark corners of the universe, digging in clay tile tunnels like a tick. Pennies from the stars bring feverish tongues, raising temperatures, old hooky player trick. So don your raincoat and galoshes, Georgie. Follow wooden boat down granite gutter. But don't talk to strangers and let the bark go, else you become Pennywise's supper. End poem.
Wow.
This came out great. Man, oh, man, upon crossed wires of foundation dilapidation, as paper sailboats fall through storm sewer plate, floating crimson balloon flits to the clouds. No reason to fear the crow-toothed clown of hate. The motley grinning with yellow teeth. I love that expression, the motley grinning. The venomous spider fangs, I mean, the descriptions for him are spot on. He's a creepy dude. A facade of the pantaloon smile hides the crow veiled behind rows of corn. So, like, I'm burning because I brought you a poem where I thought I was exposing some dark secret that Stephen King revealed. And here you brought a poem, although completely different, that also has little hints like that row of corn. So, yeah, I think that the play on it that each of us did is pretty cool. And so don your raincoat and galoshes, Georgie. Follow wooden boat down the granite gutter. My little brother's name is Georgie, and it just makes me think of him. So, like, I think you did a fantastic job with this. And again, I love that you made the notation about he who walks behind the row. And I didn't look at the author's notes yet, but I'm cracking up at Forrest Gump down there waving back. It's just, and then you're waving, and then all of a sudden, there's Pennywise. So, great gift. Fun share.
Thanks,
let me get you some comments. Let me start with Hatta.
Digging in clay and clay like clay tile tunnels like a tick. Great line. Yeah, and you give me, I'm going to have nightmares tonight. Thank you very much. Yep. Pennywise in the sewer there. Did they redo it?
Yes, and it's awesome.
That's okay. That's right. Now Tim Curry played the first bit, right, clown.
Yes, and he did great too. He did. He was awesome.
Yeah. Who played the second one? Listen to him.
Can't remember his first name, but it's Alexander Skarsgård's brother.
Nice job.
Thanks, Hatter.
And how about I get a comment from Linda? Oh, and his first name is Bill.
There you go.
Oh, this was awesome, right, Stephen? It has a really nice rhyme and flow to it, and the imagery was wicked cool. You got me a little on a few of those verses, so you're not the only one, Hatter, that's going to have nightmares. But you completely captured Pennywise's spirit here in depth and put it on the page. It was like you took him right out of the movie and brought him here to us. But good job, mm-hmm. Stephen. I liked it. Thank you for sharing.
Thank you, Linda.
You're welcome.
Awesome comment. And Wayne, would you like to comment?
Yes, I said this reminds me of a poem I wrote. I can't remember which one, though, but it's one of them. Your rhyme was great in the title. It was blood and gore and crow. It has something to do with the movie, I believe. I'm a little bit nickel dumb. The movie's about a killer clown and a cornfield. And wait, I know the poem. No, I can't remember it. Great job with the poem, Stephen. I loved it.
Thank you, Wayne.
Awesome comment. And Kay, will you comment for Stephen?
Yes. Oh, sorry. You made me press the last thing. Okay, yeah, I like what you brought here because, yeah, and being birthed from the dark, as I said, follows is how the darkness from within guides a voice to movement of actions. So, yeah, I like how you bring in the characters, give the prompt its own dark edges.
Thanks, hon.
Awesome comment. And Allie, will you comment for Stephen, and then you can read us your poem, please?
I sure can. Someone keeps calling my phone, so if I stop for a second, it's because I am declining their call. But hang on, my comment's loading. I said, well done, Stephen. I love the line, don't talk to strangers, because everyone at a team of voices, including you, is no longer a stranger to me. Thank you for inspiring me to keep writing, Stephen. Well done.
Awesome comment. Thank you very much. And thank you to the dynamic duo. And did someone just say me?
Me. No. No, I didn't hear it.
Okay.
I thought I heard it.
I know. I thought so too. Maybe it was Pennywise. Okay. Allie, take us away, please.
Okay. They were clowns, very odd and sick clowns. The two of them together brought out many emotions. People saw the cracks, but the cracks weren't that big, at least not yet. Slowly, the cracks on the ghost face began to show. Still, though, they weren't that apparent, not yet at least. The girl picked up the quote-unquote 100-pound crone that night in July. People answered. Caring people answered. Caring people responded. They said something about a jailhouse, that those two sick clowns should go there. You see, those two clowns, they were sick. No, not with COVID or the flu, but rather they were sick with addictions. As for the girl and her brother, many tear drops streamed from their eyes. But with time and love, those tears turned to laughter and smiles. Slowly but quickly, that would change again. At least for me, the girl, as something major has occurred since. Remember at the beginning, those two sick clowns? Now there's only one. The other clown isn't sick anymore. You may be happy and smiling hearing that, or in some people's case, reading it. But I have tears streaming down my face. Why? Because that clown who is no longer sick, that clown is gone forever. As of May 15th, 2022, that clown is no longer here on Earth. Rather, she's up in heaven, no longer sick. And so I owe a thank you to Linda and Deb, because Linda took me under her wing, at least for now, and Deb gave me a way to share my memories with everyone. And poem.
Wow.
Very sorry for the loss, Allie. Just yesterday? My.
Yesterday morning.
You're very brave to go through that yesterday and come on and write and read for us today. And the sadness in the face of the clown that you chose works perfect for how you wrote. And the clown, I think that it was quite a clever idea to relate the clown and the emotion. I don't find it prideful. I think you did a fantastic job, just saying. And the metaphor of the sickness, it is sickness. It's just sad all the way through. Slowly the cracks on the girl's face began to show, still though. They weren't that apparent, not yet at least. It's like when you're trying to keep a brave face, it's not showing yet, but you don't really know how long you can hold on to that stoic look. Like I said, really brave of you to tackle this 24 hours later. Great share.
Thank you.
Let me go right to Linda.
Yeah, Allie, you know, we talked last night for a while, and I told you that how sorry I was, number one, but that sadly there's nothing I can say that's going to make this any better for you. But I think that you're handling it like a pro. I know when my mom passed away, I was a blithering idiot for a week, and so you're doing a really good job, and like I call you Brave Allie, you are brave, and that's something you should be very proud of. And your poem was just stunning. I thought your metaphors were just lovely. You're progressing as a writer. You're metamorphosizing into this beautiful flower that's writing amazing things, and you should be proud of yourself. So I thank you for sharing this, Allie.
Thank you, Linda.
Great
You're
comment,
very welcome,
Linda.
Allie.
And let me get a comment from Kay.
Kay had to step away. Sorry, I had a little issue with the queen. but I could comment if that's all right.
Please do.
Yeah. I was kind of writing my comment as I was listening to you read this, so I have to start off by saying that the imagery of wearing that clown mask to hide the true feelings I thought was perfect, and then how that mask can crack and allow those feelings to show through as well. I thought that it was a brilliant way to go. But I also, when you got to the end, of course, I gasped. I was muted. But, I am very sorry for your loss, but this is an excellent write.
Thank you, Stephen.
Yep.
Fabulous comment. And say goodnight to Kay for us, and thank you for calling, Stephen. Talk to you guys tomorrow.
Take care, everyone. Thank you.
And Wayne, can you comment for Allie, please?
Yes, I can. I said this is a sad poem he wrote. It makes me think of the song "Tears of a Clown" by Smokey Robinson. And I like the way you like your poetry and the way you have a great way of making statements that are so true. You probably need to get some rest. I think you take a nap and take it easy because you had a rough day yesterday. And you're a great poet. Good job.
Thank you, Wayne.
Awesome comment. And AP, can you comment for Allie and put your link on the board for us? I don't see it.
Yeah, I was just doing a bit of work to it, Ted, I think. Look, grief's a funny thing, Allie. It hits everybody individually and differently. And look, I really genuinely hope that you writing about this has helped you with part of that process, but it's a long process, and you may well find it comes and kicks you in the butt at some point. So just remember we're there, and to reach out to us all if you need that help. When you know if it does come and kick you in the butt, I hope it doesn't, but just be warned. It's a strange thing, grief, and you're doing a wonderful job so far.
Thank you, and it is a very strange thing, and I mean, I guess in a way I'm fortunate enough to have already grieved somebody close to me and my best friend last month, so I mean, at least I already am familiar with the process of it all, but I mean, I'll definitely stay in touch with you guys because I can't do this alone, so.
No, and you shouldn't. No.
I agree, but now you need to hang up and go to bed so that you can get up for school. But I'm glad you called.
Thank you, and have a good night, everyone.
You too.
Hi, Allie.
Good night, Allie.
Thanks, Allie.
Okay, yeah. Mr. Oz.
No, this is a bit of a reprise, Deb. This is My Girl of Grain Shrouds, and it goes a little bit like this. Wasn't it rich to fly everywhere? Me camouflage to surround you already there, suspended in cloud. Wasn't there risk? What's there to prove? The sun keeps staring round onto kisses of you. Teardrops of shrouds, suspended in clouds. Cussed when I stop, raining it pours. Knowing shimmers of you in puddles on moors, taking my sentence again with my usual care, the shadows define, strobe everywhere. Loved once a mask, my results years, painted up by a pocket of wants. Sorry, my dear, but where are the clouds? Send in the clouds.
Don't worry, rain's here. Wasn't it rich? Didn't it sear? I'm cruising in the light of stars, I fear. But where are the clouds? My girl of rain clouds. Well, maybe next year. End poem.
My goodness, there was an overwhelming sadness. I think that's the right word. Teardrops of shrouds suspended in clouds. Cussed when I stopped, not raining, it pours. Knowing shimmers of you in puddles on moors. Taking my sentence again with my usual care. I think that the original emotional feel of the song is there, but in a mega, like I said, I just feel like I could be crying from the love once a mask, loved once a mask, my result sears, painted up by a pocket of wants. Sorry, my dear. A pocket of wants. So many different metaphors to like, you're there alone thinking about how it was, maybe how it could have been. Loved once a mask, my result sears. My goodness, you know, it's just hitting me now. This is two songs, one that you sang, you know, in the original words and style, and then to sit down and write it again with your words and feel even more powerfully emotional, it is pretty damn clever. Just saying.
Thanks, Tip.
Singing twice in one night. There you go. Hatter, what do you think?
Yeah, the second stanza stands out. Wasn't there risk? What's there to prove? The sun keeps staring around on two kisses of you, teardrops of shrouds suspended in clouds. This is beautiful, AP.
Thanks. Thanks,
And Wayne, what did you think?
Good song. Good. That was great. I think Gina did a good track. Great job. Great job. Good job. My first three things. Good job.
Thanks, Wayne.
And before I get to the next comment, my sweet, welcome to the show.
Hello.
Are you hearing singing?
Beautiful way to sing. I just loved it.
Thank you, sweet.
Oh, awesome comment. And Linda, before you read, will you comment for AP, please?
Sure. Very clever, right, AP? I was confused for a moment because I always thought it was bringing the clowns until I got that it was just clever. So sad, though, but very well written. I think the emotional tug of this was great. Beautifully sung, too, by the way. You do a really good job performing your pieces, which I like. So thank you for sharing it.
Thank you, Linda. Cheers.
Fantastic share. And you said you had about an hour, so I guess you're going to wait a bit. But I wanted to make sure you could leave when you were ready.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
In the meantime, let's see what Linda brought.
I ask everybody's forgiveness for this. It's a piece I just couldn't stop writing. But it's called Willow. Willow was a clown who lived for just one purpose, to bring smiles to the people who came to see him in the circus. Willow worked very hard and would forever after, because the thing that made him happiness was to hear the people's laughter. Each day he would prepare himself with a lovely little smile, red rosy cheeks, a pale green suit, and socks that were argyle. He wore a wig of bright orange hair that puffed out everywhere, a big red nose, a bowler hat. He looked very debonair. The Big Top was a place where people came to be, amazed and put in awe by the things that they would see. They came there with their popcorn and their cotton candy, too. They came with bunches of balloons, red, green, pink, and blue. First, they watched the elephants in acrobatic swing on the trapeze high above atop the center ring. Then they watched the man on stilts, excuse me, and the one who bends the iron, and at last the ringmaster and all his beastly lions. But the best part of the day was when people came to see Willow in the center ring and how silly he would be. Their laughter filled the Big Top when Willow waddled out. He was just the funniest, and this they had no doubt. He ran around the center ring and chased another clown, who turned around and they bumped each other to the ground. The people laughed hysterically to see a clown do that, because when he fell, Willow landed on his bowler hat. He then got back up on his feet and shook his little rump. The other clown behind his back gave another bump. This time he fell into a very tiny bucket, then began to pull and pull kerchiefs out of his pocket. The children squealed with delight, and Willow just loved that. So then he stood and took a bow and tipped his bowler hat. Willow and the other clowns had lots and lots of fun, but Willow was the favorite clown of each and every one. Now, after time, the other clowns got mad at Willow when the children always clapped for him, but not so much for them. Willow did stay humble, though. His heart was pure that way. But all the other clowns were mad, and Willow they'd betray. They snuck into his tent one day and crushed his bowler hat. They tore his suit and cut his wig and everything like that. Then time came for Willow to get ready for the show. But what they did to his things, Willow didn't know. After Willow got his makeup on, he went to go get dressed. That's when he saw his suit and stuff were in a dreadful mess. He put them on anyway and looked into the mirror. Then that is when down his cheek rolled a single tear. Then the other clowns told him, "Willow, you must go. From now on, we'll be the ones to lead and run the show." So in his tattered suit and wig, Willow packed his things and said goodbye to all the folks and the center ring. His heart was very broken, which made him very sad. He wondered what had made the other clowns so very mad. He walked away in silence towards the circus gates. He wondered from here on out what would be his fate. He wandered for a long time, and then he got so tired, so he made a little camp and built a warming fire. He laid down in the soft green grass and thought about his life. He missed the crowds, the center ring. His heart was filled with strife. Then he fell asleep to dream and wash away his cares. But as he dreamt, they turned into very scary nightmares. He dreamt about his circus day and all the laughing kids. He dreamt about the center ring and all the stuff he did. But then the laughing faces all seemed to melt away. The children sat there sadly in stages of decay. The laughter then got really loud and started slowing down. It really shook the circus tent and rumbled through the ground. The ground began to open up and tremble all the while. It ate the master of the ring and all the people's smiles. Then Willow woke up trembling with a loathsome scream. It took some time before he knew it had all been a dream. He sat and watched the sun come up and listened to the birds, and then somewhere off in the grass he heard these little words. "Good morning to you, my little friend. I hope that you're all right. I watched you toss and turn and moan all throughout the night." "Yes, I am fine," said Willow, "but who and where are you?" "I'm Joseph, and I'm sitting right here next to you." Willow looked, and then he saw a caterpillar there, sitting on a blade of grass, seeming quite aware. "Are you the one who spoke to me?" Willow said to him. "Yes, it was," Joseph replied with a silly grin. "My name is Willow. I am a clown. I worked among the circus. To bring happiness and smiles was my only purpose. But now, alas, I am all alone with a heavy heart. The other clowns took my dreams and tore them all apart. Well, Willow, you must look inside to find out what you're worth. You have many things to bring to this lovely earth. Don't believe that you're here for only just one thing. You have a good and loving heart and wonders you will bring." And so began the wonders of Joseph and Willow the clown, and how they were so happy as they traveled all around. In part one.
Well, I absolutely can tell how inspired you are, and it was just like the details just kept pouring out, and you painted the scene, you vested us in the character. My heart broke when they were destroying his stuff. I mean, I could almost hear the lions roar. I know that there's lions in there somewhere. He ran around the center ring and chased another clown who turned around and they bumped each other to the ground. I mean, I could see, you know, all the images so vividly. And I admit that I had to grin when he met the caterpillar because, of course, we know a beloved story where that caterpillar shows up. He walked away in silence towards the circus gates. He wondered from here on out what would be his fate. I mean, there's a mix of emotions in here. There was a couple times, like I said, I smiled or giggled, but then there was quite a few times where I was really sad and heartbroken for the clown. So you did a fabulous job, and I can't wait till next week to hear the conclusion of the Willow saga. Brilliant work.
Thank you very much, Deb.
Our storytelling poet. AP, what you think?
Yeah, it was it had all of the rhyming and the cadence of your normal poems, Linda, but it just seemed to, there was something there. It was almost like, it was like a light on the hill or something. It just had a real resonance to the story of the poem and the person that you were talking about. And that's why it worked so well, because you got a sense of that person and you wanted that clown to go and succeed. And the only reason you want to do that is because the character's been so well drawn that you're drawn to them and you're drawn to the what's going on in the story. And I think you did a wonderful job with this. And it's almost like it's got the hallmarks of a book, Linda. It really has. There's enough there that you could write a book.
Well, thank you, AP. That's very sweet to say. I might look into that.
You should. Absolutely should. Hatter, what you think?
Yeah, I was going to say that same thing. This is a children's book. If we just get it illustrated, you know, stanza by stanza, basically. It's a great story. Yeah, there's nothing more tragic than the tears of a clown. I believe when it first started, all the clowns were happy except one. There's always one sad clown. Maybe that extended from the I don't remember the opera, but the sad clown, the crying clown, Lita is the, well, anyway, good. This is very well done. It's written to where it wouldn't take much to get the visuals, the images in your brain. So a child would be able to follow this perfectly, and if an adult read it to him, show him pictures, definitely a book.
Right on. Thanks, Hatter.
You're welcome.
Awesome comment. Am I sweet?
Well, at least you'll know we all have three people that are willing to vote. I was. I'm unmuted now.
There she is.
Amadeus had something to say. But I will tell you, Linda, that at least you know you have three people willing to buy this book. Again, excellent storytelling, imagery. Like Deb said, vested in your character. You know, you bring our hearts into it. You bring tears. You bring laughter. You bring hope. And, I mean, those are all great messages we want to give, you know, especially kids. And, you know, yeah, life can be one way and then it can change, but there's sadness, but there's also help or hope. And I cannot wait to read the second part of this and find out where they go.
Right on. Thanks, sweet.
You're welcome.
Awesome comment. And Wayne, while I did put yours on. Well, yours is next. So will you please comment for Linda?
Yeah, I said this is a classic with great rhyme. One hell of a story. Happy, sad, entertaining with a philosophical message. It was a well balanced and a perfect rhyme. Emotions all the way through. Bring on part two. Well done. Great job.
Thank you, Wayne.
Awesome comments, everyone. Appreciate it. And be sure to tune in next week for part two to find out the conclusion. And hello out there to Angel and Frank. And when yours is on the board, so if everybody clicks on it, I shall push play and we can have
a little abstract.
Well, let's see what you got.
This is called Party Turn Bad. Sweet camouflage kisses, dot jelly bean chin, apple face girl, drink Snapchat light gin, crimson crowd, high joystick strobe, had to drop in, pocket people, waving Holly's hat, to coat room sin. Brown clowns, crown cracks, making makeup smile sadder. Orange balloons, hang from kiosk kettle, by yellow ladder. Hear rock knob squeak with roll of green whiskey can. To cherry cream pie and tar on plum painted van. Horns honk, brown brothers place me in jailhouse jeep. Teardrop toes, loud birdcage cot, hear home phone beep. In.
There was something about the music in the background that added to it. There was emotion just coming from that. Sweet camouflage kisses dot jelly bean chin, apple face girl drink shade light gin. The image there, you know, so drunk you got the lampshade on your head kind of thing. And in the middle, her rock knob squeak with roll on green whiskey can through cherry cream pie and tar on plum painted van. Whoa, some wild images. Horns honk, brown brothers place me in a jailhouse jeep. I could hear the horn. I could see that you getting put in place in that jeep, and then all of a sudden I could see that continuous row of clowns that it looks like they just keep either going in or coming out. I mean, just the images that you were but there's such a sadness to the party turned bad, it's got that, you know, it's my party, I can cry if I want to kind of feel. But just it's a very different approach. And Wayne, even in your voice when you were reading, you were holding on to that, to the sad, the sadness that wound up with people in jail. Man, oh man, the portrait posting bail. My, my. This is really cool. And I, from the very first line, sweet camouflage kisses. You better not be picking on Sweet Pea there. You already killed her once. Just saying. But no, it was really cool.
I left the last two lines off the recording. I had another recording. I didn't put the wrong recording up there, but the last two lines tell about him going to jail and then going to court. I left it off by mistake. So it's been painted, this panel plated portrait, posting bail. Cody Cates clown, clapped in court, catching hell. There was the last two lines I left off, so I'm sorry about that.
Oh, I thought it was me. I thought my phone was blanked out or something. I didn't realize that it wasn't on there. But still, it was really cool, and I liked the direction that you took it in. But again,
I put all your words in this one, too.
Yeah, well, there was less this time, but it still blows me away when you find a way to use them all, really. And in what, three stanzas? So you go, Wayne.
It was fun.
Let me see here. How about I get a comment from Hatter?
Yeah, the music in the background was a little loud at times. Tell Louis Armstrong to put it on it down. It's a good addition to your pieces, Wayne. It makes you slow down a little bit, and we can absorb the metaphors and the visuals that you send us. So all in all, it's a nice job.
Appreciate it, man.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. And AP, can you comment for Wayne, please?
Yeah, no, I was going to say exactly the same thing, Hatter. I think the when I remember back about 12 months ago, and everything that sort of Wayne came with, it was quite fast and it was quite funny and it was sort of punchy. And what he's been able to do with the recordings is get different emotions through his poetry. And that jazz sort of feel to it did give it a sadness, but also there was the delay in your voice added to that. And so you were able to get a real sort of sense and feel for the words rather than just them being words on a page. And so I just think you've done that extremely well.
Thank you very much, everything.
Awesome comment. And Linda?
Yeah. Wayne, as in your usual style, you knocked it out of the park. It was wonderfully worded with fine alliterations. This was a sensational to the prompt. You did such a good job for the clown that you picked, and the music so goes with him just perfectly. So you did a really good job, Wayne. Thank you for sharing.
Well, thank you, Linda. Appreciate the comment. Appreciate the comment.
You're welcome, Wayne.
Great comment. And Hatter, just go. And my sweet, can you comment, please?
Yes. I thought it was beautiful, Wayne. I thought, you know, in all your quiet and wild ways, this is definitely how you bring sadness and darkness and all of that to us. And, you know, I'll just hug you out of the darkness and ride there to the deep with you.
Thank you, sweet.
Aww. Okay, I think I let everyone comment. I got sidetracked by Hatter. I'm sorry. Feel better, Hatter. Okay. Let me see where I
and
am
I'm
here.
And I'm disagreeing, Deb, so thank you. Great theme. We have great pictures, but great theme. So really, really loved it. So thank you.
Thank you for the two songs.
Pleasure.
Talk soon.
Yeah, we'll talk very soon. Thanks, Jeff.
Okay.
Bye.
Okay. Got a little bit flustered there because my big brother had a issue. In the meantime, let me see. Where am I? Did I put something on the board? I did not. Okay. My suite, is yours on the board, or should I read for Linda and give you a few moments? I mean, not Linda.
Mine's on the board.
Is it? Okay. Let me go get yours then. I'm looking for my
suite.
Got it. I got it. And I am bringing it to Voices so that you dazzle us with your brilliance, and that is.
All right. It's called Orange Blossom Promises. Glossy few notes whispering the gray clouds of her smiles. Carol saw horses prance in circles of shame. As dollhouse memories stay trapped between jailhouse bars. Ruby red balloons tied with black satin bows tied to the wrist of the innocent. Twirl like whimsical toys. Then the pipeless tyrants laugh and explode. Anarchy arises in submission of lies dipped in ice cream. The sweet smell of burnt kettle corn. Wastes in the air. A sadistic tranquility of tries to calm the nightmares. Follow the trail of betrayal, silence and prayer. Whitewashed in cages of stagnation, soul left bare. A pool of sanguineous glory spills everywhere. Camouflage, self-ridicule, attacked in self-reveal. Cracks in the foundation of misery call for reprieve. Bravery speaks in code in the haze of whiskey and gin. Tangerine sunrise and orange blossom promises. Blue eyes wide open stare at the false faces of love. A red moon rises as a clown dies. Drowned by her tears. And
wow. Ruby red balloons tied with black satin bows, tied to the wrist of innocence, twirl like whimsical toys. Then the pitiless tyrants laugh and explode. Oh, my. Camouflaged self-ridicule attacked and self-reveal cracks in the foundation of misery. And then that, oh, man, tangerine sunrise and orange blossom promises blue-eyed wide-open stare at the false faces of love. A red moon rises as a clown dies drowned by her tears. Just that closing line alone is enough to make me, the reader, cry. Anarchy arises in submission of lies dipped in ice cream. The contrast of the thought of the ice cream, but then it being the submission of lies. So many pieces of this. The metaphors are incredible, and the emotion of her face in the art, and the emotion of your words in your stanzas go together so well. I mean, sweet. Sometimes you just blow me away with your metaphors and with the way you make me feel by the time I'm done listening to you read. And then you, too, had the overwhelming sad emotion that came into your voice as well. So that the combination is pretty heady and powerful and amazing. Just like you. Awesome work.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
Linda, what did you think?
Sweet, wow. I mean, this was really, really something. Extremely pretty in a sad way. But you have a very, very intense imagery in this. And just so many fantastic lines. I can't pick a single one to read, but I like the verse, follow the trail of betrayal, silence and prayer, whitewashed in cages of stagnation, soul left to bear, as a pool of sanguineous glory spills everywhere. Just fantastic. This is, it's just an intense piece of literature that I just am amazed. You always
wow.
come out with something that is just absolutely brilliant, but I really like this piece, and the picture prompt that you picked, you nailed it. Just beautiful. Thank you for sharing it.
Oh, thank you. I'm very, very honored.
You're welcome.
Awesome comment. And Wayne, do we comment for Sweet?
Yes, man, this is a sad poem that gave me the chills. Great descriptions, and I like the line where he said, tangerine, sunrise, orange blossom, poppy. That is wonderful. And the words you carry so much emotion in this poem, the way you read it, it was fantastic. I hate to count clown every day, it's a sad poem, and you did a great job reading it, and I'm amazed. Good job there, Sweet.
Thank you very much.
Awesome comment. Awesome poem. And my Sweet, before I go to the next poem, do you want to tell us what's happening on Wednesday?
Wednesday is come explore the memory of smell. Smell is the most prominent, tactical. Oh my God. Like, anyway, smell is very prominent in our brains. Everything we do to include memory goes through smell, and they're actually starting to think that if you lose your smell, you possibly have a way to lose your memory, which can lead to Alzheimer's and dementia. So they're starting to work with different parts of the brain that incorporate smell. So it's very interesting, some of the things I found out, but what smells bring back sadness, happiness, childhood, adulthood. What are your smells in your life that bring you something? So that's what we're talking about.
I hope the show doesn't stink.
Thank you. Thank you, Wendy.
Oh, you're such a bugger. Okay. So here's where we are. I have Heavenly Angel's poem that I'm going to read for her, and then we have a recording by Frank and one by Phil. So if you guys click on Heavenly Angel, I will read her poem titled Tears of a Clown. And here we go.
Okay, wait.
My
music. Oh.
Okay.
Okay. I got it.
Deb, are you muted?
Deb, did we lose
yes.
you?
Yes, I was reading muted. I'm so sorry. I will start over. Duh. Okay. This is a poem by Heavenly Angel called Tears of a Clown. And here we go. My makeup is dry for now. It cracks around my chin, drooping the corners of my mouth into saddened frown. No more sorrow can this heart bear. No more openings to doors of pain. I'm drowning in glasses of whiskey and gin, trying to wash my troubles away deeper down inside. I sit here and bleed crimson teardrops that cascade from reddened eyes and drip down my nose, falling tears of a nervous, puzzled clown. A bottle has become my mainstay supper, hour I can be found on Unhappy Clown Ranch, with the smell of alcohol in my breath and using every twitch of muscle to defy gravity by staying upright, turning green with nauseated sadness. End poem. Okay, wow. We dumped the romance out the window and we dove wholeheartedly into the sorrow and brought every ounce of the sorrow in that clown's face out in the line from the saddened frown to the oh my goodness, no more openings to doors of pain. That metaphor is brilliant, the doors of pain. I'm drowning in glasses of whiskey and gin trying to wash my troubles away. And even that is so sad because we all know that, you know, they don't really, it doesn't even make it better. It usually makes it worse. And the nervous, puzzled clown, so many brilliant metaphors to make us feel for this poor clown in the photo. Brilliant, right, Angel? And, you know, this happens often, but I don't know if I would say every poem, but nearly every poem that Angel brings to read has an award or more than one. So that speaks highly of her pen. And also, I just want to say, I know I say it all the time, but it really is an honor to be your reader. My makeup is dry and it cracks around my chin. I'm drowning my sorrows in whiskey and gin is the lyrics that she chose by the Kinks. And I think that between the lyrics from the song and the word bank words and the emotion, that this was a total package. Great work. Sweet, what do you think?
I'm kind of right there with you. I think this is just gorgeous, and she always does bring it, no matter what. I tend to be in awe of Angel. I'm either like crying because of her beauty, laughing because of her humor, or really amazed by her ability to write horror, which always I love. But this is just, I think, stunning, and it just brings you up. A bottle has become my mainstay supper on any given hour. I can be found on Happy Clown Ranch, the smell of alcohol in my breath. I mean, this is really a sad story, and the ways of some people's world. And I hope that, you know, no more opening doors of pain because your heart can't bear it. I just found a very special message in it. I thought it was very well done, Angel.
Awesome. Great comment. And Wayne?
Yes, this is a great poem from a clown whose time has passed. He spends his day drinking his misery away. I can see the poem in the clown's eyes that he picked. This is the end of a clown's career. I can feel sadness in my heart. It's a great write. I hate the tears of a clown, but I love his poem. You have so much emotion in your poetry. It's just wonderful. Great job, Eric Evelyn.
Awesome comment. And Linda?
Yeah, Angel, Angel, Angel. How dreadfully sad is a clown in the gutter drinking? She gave her clown a true calling that fit the prompt perfectly. The sorrow in that clown's face is befitting a clown not sober. And I love this last verse. A bottle has become my mainstay supper. On any given hour, I can be found on Unhappy Clown Ranch with the smell of alcohol on my breath and using every twitch of a muscle to defy gravity. I've been there, but just to stay upright, but turning green with nauseated sadness. What an awesome, awesome verse. This poem was very deep and cool, and I liked it a lot. Thank you for sharing it. Thanks for reading it, Deb. You did a good job.
Thank you. It's my pleasure.
You're welcome.
And, We have two left, but let me just shout out for tomorrow's show. It is Off the Rack with Raconteur Flying Blind, and his prompt is, who cares? Wherever those two little words just took your mind, that's what Raconteur would like to hear. Again, that's 11 p.m. And then again, Wednesday night was sweet. So, now if you guys will click on the poem on the board by Frank, I will push his record. Oh, they're moved. Okay, wait a minute. Let me do that again. Because they've gone. Okay, here they are. Okay, now if you click
there we go.
Frank, I will play.
There's an urban legend that speaks about the creepy clown of awe, terrorizing the minds of the poor children of terrible dreams conjured, whose nights are haunted by the fear of his maniacal smile and laughter. His daunting murmurs they can hear penetrating the cracks of their walls. They say he once was human and had performed in a traveling circus, and one day he vanished into the mystery of the tales of the crypt. He was never located, nor was there any true vestige of his body, but the children say his soul remains trapped within the clutch of time. Every evening the piercing sound of an imposing music resounds suddenly, entering through the small orifices of the creaking doors of homes, reaching the frightened children, then cowering in a round ball devoid of light as they listen to his echoic breath. In descry the floating balloons. Thus, a giant box camouflaged in the colours of the circus appears from the darkened shadows of the nocturnal dripping dewdrops of blood. The creaking noise of the handle of a box chimes the turning of a crank, and the horripilating image of a devilish clown pops forward, laughing. With his alabaster eyes and crimson tongue beneath his sharp rays of teeth, the inevitable face of the monster the hopeless children dread to see in person. For it is sad that once he visits you, there is no absolute return from death. He is the ghastly reaper of all of the screaming souls of doomed children. He is the Jack in the Box. Can you hear the music?
Man, I don't know about you guys, but that was the creepiest jack-in-the-box noise in the background because of his poem. Like, whoa, there was something, it was slowed down more than I'm used to hearing the jack-in-the-box tune, which added to the creepiness. I could pick any part. Every evening, the piercing sound of an imposing music resounds suddenly, entering through the small orifices of a creaking door of homes, reaching the frightened children, then cowering in a round wall devoid of light as they listen to his echoic breath and descry the floating balloons. The image there is Pennywise-ish with that balloon floating away, with his alabaster eyes and crimson tongue beneath his sharp razor teeth. The descriptions. I didn't realize I didn't put. I'm going to put the art that he wrote to on the board so that you can see that he did like an amazing job bringing this creepy jack-in-the-box to life. And Frank, if you're listening, adding that jack-in-the-box music in the background was a brilliant touch. Like I said, I don't remember the last time I felt so creeped out by the jack-in-the-box noise. So brilliant. While I go find that photo, Linda, will you comment for Frank?
Yes, I will. Frank, you slay me every time, my brother. What a deep, dark, enchanting tale of good old Jack you have created. I remember my jack-in-the-box, and except for the pop, which, may I say, got me every time, it wasn't anywhere near as frightful as your story. Well written, Frank. I loved it. And I'm watching the trailer at the end of his poem, and boy, is that scary. Good job, Frank. Thanks for sharing it.
Awesome comment. And that creepy jack-in-the-box is on the board. Wayne, what did you think?
I said, man, this was an eerie poem, and it performed so well. My cat came behind me and meowed, and I jumped up. I thought, that's what was going on. The sounding got me. It was scary, and I felt the fear in this poem. No music for me tonight. This was just almost too much. You did it again, Frank. Great job.
Awesome comment. And my sweet?
This rivals Stephen King's It Clown. Not that guy. I love Stephen King. Don't worry, he's my favorite, but I think it was one of the most boring books I've ever read. So I think if I had a clown like this, I might have been excited about that book. This is great. I love the descriptions. I love the sounds. I love, you know, everything you put in here. This is like a see, taste, hear kind of poem, and I love when I can do that, just dance with the poem throughout and just be amazed and tingled by it and all of that. But that creepy freaking jack-in-the-box music, that was just, I'm going to hear that in my nightmares tonight. So thank you very much. I appreciate that. Just brilliant, Frank.
Great comment. Awesome. And, okay, Linda, did I let you comment? I did. Okay, I'm sorry. I did. Okay, and where is Bill? Let me see if it's still on there. Okay, let me put it back in. Frank says he's sorry, sweet.
Yeah, no, he's not.
And the last poem of the night is by Bill the Poet, so go ahead and click on that, and we will see what Bill brought for us.
This is a poem by Phil the Poet called The Clown's Executive Board Meeting. First on the agenda is the honking horns, putting cracks in the neighborhood lawns, a kiosk full of lollipops and whiskey kisses, maybe apple pie beds and teardrop wishes, camouflage paint with a hint of jelly beans, flashing strobe lights and fractured spleens. Add a beep to the last sentence, Ms. Dewdrop. Take out the joystick and the plastic orange frog. Let's take a vote. Who wants crimson noses, oversized shoes and a pocket full of poses? The girl with the kettle for a hat will show how to apply the makeup while on the go. I must insist on having big squeaky shoes, brown suede and green matching tattoos. People, it's time to bring an end to the meeting. Let's all rise and sing the pledge with a hearty bleating. Before you go, just one thing. Let's be crazy out there. Whiten up your faces and tangle up the tufts of your hair. wear your big red noses with honor and pride, especially when the flower squirts you in the eye. End poem.
Great read, great write. I put the photo that he wrote to on the chat wall. First on the agenda is the honking horns putting cracks in the neighborhood lawns. A kiosk full of lollipops and whiskey kisses, maybe apple pie beds and teardrop whisses. There's something that I was tickled by, the thought of the lollipops and whiskey kisses. There's a contrast between the kitty sweetness of that lollipop and the very adult whiskey kisses that was I thought was pretty cool there. Camouflaged paint with a hint of jelly beans, flashing strobe lights and fractured spleens. His rhyming was fun here. Let's take a vote. Who wants crimson noses, oversized shoes, and pocket full of poses? Just really clever. Like, you got to wonder if the original clowns got a choice, would they have picked those big squeaky shoes? Because, I mean, you know, sometimes they're funny, sometimes they're annoying. So a little bit of cleverness there. And at the end, before you go, just one thing, let's be crazy out there. Whiten up your faces and tangle up the tufts of hair. It's like, you know, let's all do this. Let's all be clowns. Come on, jump in. Especially when the flower squirts you in the eye. And you know that gag, you have the person go to sniff the flower and then you squeeze and squirt water in their eye. So it's funny. I like the different thoughts and images that this. I thought he did an excellent job. How about you, sweet? Sweet, are you muted?
Yeah, I mean, I'm going on and on, so sorry about that. No, one of my favorite things about this whole thing is the title, the Clowns Executive Board Meeting, because that puts such a seriousness to it, like, okay, we're going to have a board meeting, you know? We're all going to get together and discuss the business. And he goes off in this tangent of happiness and kind of crazy. And, you know, I think through the noise and the chaos, the key is to smile, and I think he wrote that very well. Although I will tell you, I have got so much envy over the lollipop kisses and whiskey, lollipop and whiskey kisses. That is an envious line. I'm really upset I didn't write it. So, way to go.
Fantastic comments. And Linda, what did you think?
You know, I didn't get to hear it. My phone disconnected for some reason.
Oh, what a bummer. You'll have to listen to the playback because it's always a joy to get to hear Phil read.
Right.
I love
it. Yeah, I love Phil's stuff.
Yeah. All right. Well, Wayne's cold dropped and Hatter had to go. Hatter, feel better. I'll check on you tomorrow. Sky, feel better. Everybody with something going on, please feel better.
Please feel better.
I appreciate it. Huh?
I hope everybody feels better.
I know, right? Me too. And, okay, so let me remind everyone that next week we will hear part two of the Willow Saga written by Linda, a.k.a. Liquid Damage. And we will be doing art and lyrics props. I found a new artist. Her name is Cindy Grunston, and I was fascinated by her art. A couple of them screamed to me of some of the poets here, so I sent them directly, three of them as a matter of fact. But there are some amazing photos to choose from by the artist, and I took several sets of lyrics from Pat Benatar songs to celebrate the fact that
She did get enough votes, and she will, after 17 years of waiting, be inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in November. So I'm
right
so
on.
Excited for her. Yeah. So I took 15 lines from her songs. I made a little word bank that's optional. I just need you to choose an art piece and then match it with some line from one of her Pat Benatar songs and dazzle me with your brilliance like you always do. And that's next week. And then again tomorrow at 11, join Raconteur. And on Wednesday, join Sweet Pea. And I would again like to thank AP for the intro song and for singing the parody that he wrote. I want to thank my amazing board members, my big brother Hatter and the beautiful Sweet Pea and the Wizard from Oz. And I want to say thank you to Stephen and Kay and Allie and Linda and Wayne for calling. And I want to say thank you to Angel for the poem. And thank you to Frank and Phil for the recordings and Wayne for the recording, even though he called to listen with us. I appreciate you all so much. I look forward to getting to spend my Mondays with you. And I'm always in awe of your brilliance. Sometimes some of the stuff you guys write makes me so jealous. I wish I could write some of that stuff. But on that note, and for those who missed the opening, I figure what I'll do is I will take us the same way that we came in with the cover song, Send in the Clowns, as sung by the Wizard of Oz, A.P. Taylor. And thank you, everyone, for spending the night with me. Love and respect.
Isn't it rich? Are we a pair? Here at last on the ground, you in mid air. Send in the clouds. Isn't it bliss? Don't you approve? One who keeps tearing around, one who can't move. Where are the clouds? Send in the clouds. Just when I stopped opening doors, finally knowing the one that I wanted was yours, making my entrance again with my usual flair, sure of my lines, no one is there. Don't you love a fuss? My fault, I fear. I thought that you'd want what I want. Sorry, my dear. But where are the clouds? Send in the clouds. Don't bother, they're here. Isn't it queer? losing my timing this late in my career. Where are the clowns? There ought to be clowns. Well, maybe next year.
Oh, that's beautiful. Thanks, AP.
Thanks again for the song, AP. Thanks for hanging out, my sweet. See you Wednesday. Well, I guess I'll see you at Rex. Love and respect to everyone. Good night.